This is Charles.
Hey, Charles. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I have an update on your file. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's where we're at. This will probably roll over till Monday. I spoke to the credit department. They're a little backed up. I want to give you a little feedback on what they're telling me, though, so you can kind of make the best call. I'd rather set realistic ideas for you than unrealistic.
Okay, let's do realistic.
Okay. Right now, we got you an approval, but it doesn't make sense. So it basically would be $30,000, but your HONDEC balance is $30,000, and we need to pay them off, so it'd be an unusable approval. So
right.
Here's, and I think some of their concerns is this. Right now, your credit score is a 579.
Right.
And it's because there's a lot of max on the credit cards, which, look, these things happen. So
right.
what I'm thinking we're going to come back with is this. Whether or not you renew your on-deck loan, we're going to probably offer a second position loan of something in the nature, I think, of $10,000 to $30,000. If it's more, it's great, but I want to set realistic ideas. I expect those terms to be between 10 to 14 months, basically additional funding on top of your on-deck loan. I do not think a three-year loan right now would be something we could provide, and I do not want to promise you something going down that path. We could, of course, also do equipment financing for you because that is, as I mentioned, a completely separate asset-based program.
Right. Now, how would the short-term, let's say, you know, you said, okay, let's do $20,000 extra. How would that work?
We fund your account. You have a traditionally a daily or weekly payback. Traditionally on second position loans, it's daily, although once in a while they do offer weekly.
Okay. Would you be able to let me know an example of what a daily payment, what'd you say, 10 to 12 months or 10 to
15 months? I see some in 10 to 14. I see some in 8. I can give you an example of a customer. Actually, I just got this one of these loans approved for, so give me one second. Give me a second. Hold on a second. So I'm going to give you two loans that I actually just recently funded. And I'm just going to backdate it to $20,000 so you can understand kind of the terms. It wasn't $20,000 exact, but I can use the same factors.
Okay.
One was over 8 months. And it really depends on the term. I'll have final terms for you Monday, just so you know. Their payback on $20,000 over 8 months was $26,000, if I'm using the $20,000 mark. And the daily they were looking at was $203,000. There's another. That's more of a higher risk loan because that's what they qualified for. On the 12 month, on the 12 month basis, which is another option, they were looking at a payback of. Well, very similar, $26,000, because it was considered a lower risk loan, and they were looking at a daily of $103,000. So I think the idea here is getting you the longest term possible because. If you get qualified for lower risk, you have lower cost of money, longer terms, lower payments. But that's how some examples would look on both a lower risk and a higher risk program.
Okay. You know, to be honest with you, I'm not hating something like that. I think 100 is somewhat manageable. Obviously, I want to look at the details.
Okay.
I want to see what my options are on Monday. I think that that's not something that would put me under. And to be honest with you, even if I did choose to re-up with OnDeck, then this capital plus that capital that I would get in a month and a half is basically something I could keep rotating, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
So
absolutely.
That it's never anything that's sinking me, you know?
Fair enough. That makes sense to me.
Or I could take yours and then decide that it might be enough capital just to not, you know, re-up with OnDeck.
Sounds like a plan. Let me talk to you Monday, give you some exact numbers, and hopefully we can get it resolved.
All right. Now, on Monday, when you talk to me, and let's say there is an agreement. Now, let me ask you, there's no closing cost, right?
On the majority of our loans, there's no origination or closing cost. Once in a while, it's between $0 to $500, but it's usually minimal.
Okay, I really don't want to do that. I mean, I'm at the point with OnDeck because I've worked with them a couple times that they don't charge me anything. But we'll discuss that.
Charles, I'm very well aware of the industry. Actually, one of my close friends works at OnDeck. I work with them as well.
Cool.
So I own OnDeck stock myself, so it's not like I'm trying to so I'm not trying to destroy them. I actually just, you know, and
you should work for them, man. You're pretty good.
I'm probably one of the top five. I run our entire stone industry for a reason. It's not me being arrogant. I've got hundreds of reviews online. What I'll tell you,
are they killing it over there or what? I mean, everybody seems to have OnDeck loans, right?
No, incorrect. A lot of the I actually just had a customer that came in to me with an OnDeck loan, and I refinanced them out of the OnDeck loan and gave them a lower rate, more money, and a better payment.
Right. If you could have done that with me, I'm telling you, I would have moved forward with that.
Oh, believe me, I would. That's the whole point. But the challenge here is that right now, my goal is to provide you with a solution, not say like, hey, wait for 3 months. So I'm going to provide you a solution on Monday on what I can do and then give you the information. I have no interest in, like, forcing someone's hand. I've been here for 9 years. I run our stone edition. So the worst thing that I can do or our company can do is give someone a crappy loan and push a sale down their throat because they're not. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it.
So basically, I would say with your transaction you know, we're going to give you some options Monday, and if they work, great, and hopefully it's the development of a good relationship.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you do put something together good for me and you guys do right by us, and we're looking at something, you know, where we can do a daily and extend it, because I think a daily possibly, you know, a lot, I really felt negative about a daily until I really started doing the weekly payments.
Okay.
And when you budget daily, even as opposed to weekly, I think that it becomes a bit more manageable, even though $500 a week is pretty low. But if you do 100 a day, it's, you know, you're basically never going to get behind on that. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I think your head's in the right place. Like I said, you came to us with a vendor before. I'm not sure if that worked out or not. You know, we'd like the opportunity to saw it when you have those needs. But realistically, you'll get an answer from me Monday. We're just a bit behind on what we can do. And just so you know, Charles, I might tell you on Monday, hey, look, wait for OnDeck to renew and then let us give you more money. I'm going to treat you right. That's what I do.
Right. So now, do you have they given you a preliminary approval or not even?
No. I mean, I help underwrite these files, so no, they haven't. I'm just waiting to hear back.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, one more quick question.
Yeah, sure.
If it was a go on Monday, how do we move forward?
Once we have an approval, stipulations are pretty soon. OnDeck actually has a very – we do a lot of in-house funding. It's very similar to OnDeck's program. We're literally at the same day. Depending on your program, it can fund within 24 to 48 hours. So if terms were worked out on Monday –
Is it an online acceptance form, or what?
You're referring to something called online checkout. It depends on the program. We do have that available. It just depends on the program you get approved for. We tend to do it on some of our lower risk or first position files, so it might be just signed documents instead of the online checkout that you're used to.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We'll talk on Monday, and if everything looks good, you know, we'll go from there.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
All right, and if this goes good and everything's good with what we're doing, you know, I would really consider moving forward. You know, we're very busy, so I might actually consider, you know, in the near future, really taking a look at, you know, my SAW options again.
That's how you just got referred to me. I mean, I can ask you a few basic questions to let you know if it's worth your while. I financed thousands of these SAWs. Not thousands, they're probably in the high 800s, 900s, plus a lot of hundreds of CNCs. Let me ask you some questions, Charles. So what kind of saw are you currently using?
We're using a 2000, and I think it's, I have it written down, I think it's a 02
okay.
Denver space saw.
Okay. What's your motivation for getting a saw? Is it to save money on overtime?
The motivation is to do more consistent work. Faster.
Okay. So I like to break things down, though. That's a nice reason to have it, but ultimately, the reason why I have an investment property is because it hopefully makes me money or will build an equity. There has to be the math behind it. So the question I'd ask you is, how much money, you know, and how much money are you making or saving by having that saw?
To be completely honest with you, there are times where we've had issues with the saw.
Okay.
We've had a lot of up and downs moments. So I would say over the past 2 years, I probably, there's been times where I've lost money having to use the saw.
But how much? Numbers.
I've never looked at the exact numbers specifically.
That's what I would do, and that's, look, I have a customer that came in, he wanted 2 CNC machines, told him he's out of his mind, he's crazy, he's going to destroy himself. Here's why a lot of customers I work with on saws, unless you have the cash flow to immediately support it, we'll lend on it, we go up to 3 to 5 years on these terms, but this is what I tell customers, because there's a lot of moving parts and loans. You should easily identify how much on average you're saving or making a month or losing by having the saw. Give me an example. I have a customer right now who does a tremendous amount of overtime in Texas. Tremendous.
Yeah.
We ran the numbers. Guy's paying like $2,500 a month in overtime consistently. And it's not going well for the morale of his company. And it's pissing off his customers. Well, his payment's not $2,500 a month, so it's pretty simple. If he can get a saw payment under $2,500 a month, he'll do it. The flip side is, not only does he get it, he gets to own an asset. It's not renting anything. It's not going to labor. You just pay a guy. Saw payment, you're actually owning something that has value, something that you can get a good loan against in the future, something that you can sell in the future, something you can use for a long time. So that's really how the saw game works. It's really figuring out and you putting a pen to paper and saying, hey, look, am I saving $1,000? Am I saving $2,000? Am I saving $3,000?
I see what you're saying. So basically working with what we have until we realize or really figure out that this is going to gain us $10,000 or whatever more dollars per month.
Correct.
Or whatever that number would be.
You said for the saw?
Yeah, I mean for the saw, saving us money. Exactly. That's what
the number I would use for you is, I mean, my opinion, kind of looking at your file and understanding the approvals, because you might not want to put a lot of money down. I would run numbers. I like to go into things with eyes wide open. It has to be a clear delineation. So what I would think is, if I can save about $1,000 a month, if I'm consistently saving it, it's probably worth it. And here's the reason why. Your payment's probably going to give or take be around $1,000, maybe a little less, a little more, depending on your approval. But this, the other question you kind of have to ask is, am I going to be in the same boat in 6 months? Am I going to have the same conversation where, and the biggest issue that I see for people with the bridge saw is this, is that do you have multiple saws or one?
I have one saw.
Okay. So for a lot of my customers, that's the grill of the restaurant. That's the heart of the operations. And for a lot of my customers, the thing is not the problem when the saw starts, has some issues. It's when it stops working. When it goes down, especially like in the CNC world, that's a huge issue. And so for many of the customers that I work with, they are trying to take a step ahead because if their saw goes down and it goes down for a while, everything ceases, and that can really, without being too brutal, can bankrupt a business.
Easily.
So I think with the saw, if you're interested in it, it's really about that $1,000 a month thing, I think, is a good idea for you, because even on like the highest approval, if you got approved, worst case scenario, you know, just to give you ideas of the saw, like the idea here, absolute worst case scenario, you're looking at a payment of $1,200. That's worst case scenario. What are you
and
probably
what's the deposit normally?
Usually, it's a $40,000 saw, right?
Yeah, 30, 40, whatever it would be.
I think it's 40. It's not 30. It's really not 30. It's usually 38 to 43. That's a big difference. But you're probably looking at, you know, honestly, a payment around $950 to $1,000 a month. That's from my experience. You know, give or take a few bucks. What is the deposit? Usually we do it as a first and last or a first payment only, so you don't have to write a lot of money as the payment. So you usually get out the door with one or two payments due at signing. We also have like a 10 or 20% option depending on credit, but most customers, you know, they want to get out the door with the smallest check as possible.
Right.
But let me call you Monday, get this rooted, and we'll get on that, okay?
All right, sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye.